Where else, other than on pilgrimage, can you have a conversation with your brother about heaven, hell, purgatory, limbo, indulgences, plenary, remissions? Oh, there must be somebody. Well, we better hang on a second. Here's the bill. Five. So I guess it's 2 times 5. We owe them 10.
That's right. That's
2. I didn't pay for anything. Oh, you had.
Take your wallet.
Yeah. Okay. So back to this about heaven, hell, limbo, purgatory, indulgences, mortal sin, venial sin, catechism, all of this stuff, and. You know, you can't have that kind of a conversation anywhere else with your brother other than in a bar outside Lourdes. Well, we had our coach journey away from that village of Barthez. We arrived back into Lourdes, and this is, I think, my last walk up the hill into the town of Lourdes, and I'm going to do a small little bit of shopping for myself. I'm actually going to go back to the shop where René gave me to chat in French about the restaurant Le Magret, and that's in an earlier audiobook. But I like the idea of going back to a shop where I have some kind of a, well, it'd be a bit strong to call it a personal relationship, but you know, some kind of a relationship with the owner. I'm lost, actually. I've come the wrong way. Right, I've got to find my way to there, which I imagine I'll be able to do. Yeah, it's a good opportunity to do a little reflection on Lourdes, walking directly for the first time, to be honest, at the castle above the town. Now, I'm likely to get myself lost, but there's no real problem because dinner isn't until a bit later. And it's just nice to have a little bit of quiet time alone walking. What I have to say though is that the decision to go to Barthez this afternoon and not go to the Invalides party was a good one. Good because of good because why? Good because I had time with my brother. And you know, it is a long time since I've had a decent bit of time with my brother. So, yeah, I'm very pleased to have had that time. So I have no regrets at all. You're often faced with two competing attractions and you pick one rather than the other. But in this case, I have no regret. I just need to figure out where I'm going at the moment. As I look down across the town, I see that I really should be down there, but this is a lovely little place here. Let me just walk up here for a second and see what this is like. I need to get some cash and then I need to buy some cuddly toys. That's really what I need to do. I'm looking for a cuddly toy of a cat for my daughter. And there'll be an evening meal in the hotel. You know, that's just a bit of fuel in order to enable a few more drinks to be drunk later on. And what am I looking at? I'm looking at Jurançon wine. I actually want to find that wine and cheese place, so I'm going to go no further up there. Alright, look, indecision is a very useful thing. It enables something to drop in that was out of control. So I'm walking back down here. Oh, I've come across another bookshop here. I'm looking in the window just to give you an idea what kind of books they sell here. A book about gardens, gardening. La taille des arbres et des arbustes, whatever that means. Rossignol, L'école des Noirs en France. Wow. Lixod, Jonah. Oh, that might be Jonah in the mouth of the whale, something. Anyway, it's a little bookshop, and I'm drawn to bookshops. Bernadette Aynoux, Bernadette and Us. Loggia de Bernadette. What does that mean? The houses of Bernadette. Yeah, it's an interesting thing about Bernadette, really. Going to Barthez was the second place that I've been to where Bernadette lived. I've been to her house in Lourdes on another occasion. And the place I'd like to go to is the place where she was interrogated, where they basically examined her testimony. And I believe that her testimony was examined in immense detail, and that there are like 8 or 9 volumes of verbatim accounts of the trial, I nearly said. But, and I use that word in a loose way, because I do think that what happened was that the young girl was subjected to immense examination. And I know, the little I know about the story of Bernadette is that she wasn't immediately, certainly she didn't immediately persuade the local parish priest, who was the number one power there, that she was genuine. And anyway, there's so much of the history of what happened that I don't know. But it would actually be interesting, I think, to see the place where they questioned her. Why? Just because it's another bit of a jigsaw. And I'm curious about Lourdes, as I had my pilgrimage here. I'm having it still. Not over yet. It's not over till the fat lady sings, as they say. It's won't be certainly over until I'm back touchdown tomorrow in Ireland. And we need total positive confirmation that we're on the early morning flight rather than the midday flight. And that'll make quite a bit of a difference to this evening. You can hear the sound of the water. And it is actually the river Gave, G-A-V-E. I think I have struggled to find the correct name of this river. This is the falls, right? I imagine that if I was a canoeist, I'd want to go over that when preparing for my Olympic effort. The rocks above the river are held in check. They're kind of pylons driven into it, and a cage, or a net rather, to catch falling stuff, because they really would do a lot of damage. There's some people who come here in camper vans, big mobile homes parked alongside me. So here's the river. This water that comes down from the Pyrenees is fabulous. Oh, there are family here. Man and 1, 2, 3, 4 kids paddling in the water. It is rather hot. By the way, the river is not deep, so you couldn't really swim in it. But you could paddle in it. There's a museum in front of me. Museum de la Nativité. Everyone has to make a living. And there's an infirmary up there on top. It's called a Salus Infirmorum. I guess it's a hospital. To be honest, I'm not sure what kind of a hospital it is. It's just nice to walk by the river, I have to say. Yeah, it's not a deep river. You can see fish in the river. And I haven't yet quite figured out how the river actually goes through the town. Has the appearance of splitting, but maybe it doesn't split. Somehow or other, becomes a very soft, gentle stream, river, without any rocks in it as it goes past the grotto. But it's different up here. Yeah. I suppose that recording an audiobook in which I leave big gaps of silence is hardly conducive for people to listen to it, since, you know, unless you're in a particularly meditative frame of mind, you're going to be kind of thinking, I want to know more, or else, you know, will you for goodness sake say something tangible rather than dwell it all in. But I love the architecture of France, really. All these houses here that are four stories high have little balconies outside them with iron railings, ornate iron railings. One of the most interesting questions that's come up in between my brother and I in our conversations has been the question of whether we would come to Lourdes after my mother has died. Would we continue to come, or would we just come to be with her? Is there any way that, you know, coming to Lourdes could be done without my mother? Could say, I suppose, that coming to Lourdes could be done in memory of my mother, or in memory of the family tradition, which herself and two of her brothers spent a certain amount of time coming to Lourdes. But the other question for me is, do I want an experience, say, once a year of coming to a place where people seem to be doing good all the time? Would that be good for me? You know, it's almost like osmosis, really. Could it contribute to my mental health if I was here once a year for a few days? I think probably the answer I'll give now is that if I come again next year with my mother, I'll be wondering whether I might try a hand at being a brancardier. I might offer to give a handout, and instead of then being somebody who went alongside my mother, I actually had a job to do. And yeah, I'd see her, but I'd actually have other priorities than chatting with her, or else other priorities other than my own pilgrimage. Although the way I think about things, I think, you know, even if I was there helping other people, I would be doing that for myself as well. Now, hang on a minute, I've come to somewhere really interesting. I've come to the real chocolate shop. This is worth doing. I'm going to look here and see what I'm looking at. This place calls itself Real Chocolate. Okay, I've got milk chocolate. Chocolate milk. That's the English, British chocolate, if you like. Irish chocolate, typical. I've got dark raspberry chocolate. It says, don't touch. I've also got chocolate milk toffee. These are slabs of chocolate that are laid out, you know, completely unpackaged, you know. €4.90 for 100 grams. I have no idea whether that's expensive or cheap. €4.90. You can buy a pate at Tartine Speculoos, whatever that is, real chocolate. Anyway, I guess it's a container of real chocolate. I'm kind of here. I see in front of me Les Gourmands Chocolat Noir. This will cost me €4.90 for a bar. I can't even remember how much a bar of chocolate is in Ireland. They also sell nougat. Now, I love nougat. I really adore nougat. So in this shop called Real Chocolate, they sell nougat. I'm looking at nougat almonds cherry. I'm looking at nougat, mandolin orange, almonds, pistachio nougat, banana nougat. I really should get a little taste. Let me see if I can have a little taste. So I've got a little bit of the cherry nougat to taste. Oh, c'est bon, c'est bon. Il y a un banc près d'ici?
Vous avez une
la machine, la machine.
Là, en descendant un petit peu sur votre droite.
Okay, merci. Voilà. Okay, let's get the old cash, because there's no possibility of getting anything. And it is tempting, I know, I can't pass the old nougat by. I don't yet have an answer to the question of whether I'd come to Lourdes if myself. Well, I'd never come myself. I'd always come with others. And I am tempted, I have to admit, I'm tempted. I might not be tempted when I get back home, but I am tempted to sign up for coming here again, even if my mother isn't with me. These French cash machines are a little different from ours in Ireland. They tell you to take back your card, then they tell you take your receipt, and then they finally tell you take your money. And for me, the idea of taking my receipt before I get my cash is a bit scary, but it worked. It worked fine. Okay, now, back to the shop where I've got to do the most important thing, which is get the cuddly toy. They're closing some of the shops at 7 o'clock. Now that has me a bit bothered. I hope I can get to this place I want to buy cheese in time now. It's Monday evening. There are very few people around, actually, must be said. So maybe people are giving up on buying. But it's only a short journey up here to see where I can, whether I can get stuff. Yeah, great. Looks as if things are still open. Okay, great relief. Should have all the problems solved here. Okay, that's perfume and cheese. Got. I think I'm going to skip the old nougat. I mean, much and all as I like nougat, I think I'll save myself the expenditure on nougat. And I'll just focus on the cuddly toy. Well, I lost my nerve. I was going, everything's closing down, and I was trying desperately to find a cat. So eventually I decided, hey, I might get nothing. So I got a marmot, M-A-R-M-O-T-T-E, marmot, some kind of Pyrenean animal. I hope my daughter will like it as much as she'd like a cat. But it might have been nothing that I could get her, so there we are, that's life. Last minute shopping. Typical man, probably, but there we are. Still, it's a nice way to reach a conclusion of an afternoon. There'll be probably a couple of more audio booths before finishing the pilgrimage. The pilgrimage is not over yet, but the afternoon is, and it's been a good afternoon, I have to say. It's been a lovely afternoon. The sun is still warm, and the people are still people. The place is still human. And thank goodness I didn't wait to come down here, which is a place that I spent quite a long time today. You know, that was my one suffering in Lourdes, which was being in the Palais du Rosaire, and now the Palais du Rosaire is shut. So, glad that I actually took that risk. Okay, bye for now.